In Parshas Kisavai, we read about Vidoy Meiser, the confession a farmer makes when he finishes dispensing his tithes. In the days of the Beis Hamikdash, this confession took place after the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. The person bringing the Maaseres was required to issue a proclamation. He said, Ba'arti HaKodesh min HaBayis, have removed all the sacred portions from my house. V'gam nesatev lelevi, leger, leyosam, elamana. Tithes were properly distributed to the Levi, to the stranger, to the orphan, and the widow. Everything was paid in full. Rashi calls this declaration Vidi Maaser, the confession of the tithes. However, in examining the text of the Psukim, this hardly seems like anything resembling a confession. The landowner proclaims, Le'avarti b'mitzvasecha, I have not violated any commandments, lo shechachti, and I have not forgotten anything. Isisi kecholah shetzivisani. I did everything exactly as you commanded me. This does not sound like a confession at all. Actually, quite on the contrary. It sounds like he's boasting. Isisi kecholah shetzivisani. He's gloating. I'm the model Jew. I'm the perfect human being. So why then is this called a confession? So in Musaf Rosh Hashanah, we say, Ki zoicher kol anishkocha is ata. That Hashem remembers all that is forgotten. What does that mean exactly? Can it be that Hashem only remembers what's forgotten? We say, V'ein shicha lifnei kisik vedecha. Hashem doesn't forget anything. So the Kedushas Levi says something so profound. Ki zoicher kol anishkocha is means that Hashem remembers only whatever we choose to forget. So let's say, if we do a mitzvah and we take pride in it, and we arrogantly go around boasting to others what great deed we just did, then Hashem will forget it. And it works in the opposite direction as well. If we commit a sin, but constantly place our misdeed before us, and we strive to rectify it, then Hashem says, this person is doing a great job remembering his sins. I'll let it slide. I will forget about it. So whatever we remember, Hashem chooses to forget. And what we forget, Hashem chooses to remember. In recounting the episode of Bathsheba, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ki pasha ani eda, I constantly recognize my transgressions, v'chatasi negdi samet. I am forever conscious of my sin. David was constantly cognizant of his sin. David understood, Ki zoiche kal anishkachas, Hashem chooses to remember only what we forget. But if we keep our sins constantly in our minds, then Hashem will choose to forget it. Based on this concept, says the Satmar Rebbe, now we understand why it's called Vidui Maaser, why the farmer must proclaim this confession. And this is so beautiful. The landowner comes up to the Beis HaMikdash, he steps up to the microphone, and he declares, Ba'arti HaKodesh min HaBayis, I settled all of my balances. All debts were paid in full. Lo'evarti me'mitzvasecha, I have not violated any commandments. Lo'evarti me'meni betomeh, I was careful with my maaser. I never handled it while I was impure. Shemati b'koil Hashem. I listened. I obeyed the call of Hashem. Isisi k'choil Hashem tzivisani. I did everything exactly as you commanded me. However, he added two words that wound everything. He said, V'loy shechachti. And I've not forgotten anything. I remembered that I pitched a perfect game. And the rule is, when you remember, then Hashem forgets. The farmer is dwelling upon the mitzvahs that he performed instead of forgetting them. And that is why he needs to confess. What a beautiful idea from the Satmar Rebbe. And this is common practice today. People will perform a benevolent act, they'll do a great chesed, and they'll plaster their name all over the building. They'll go around town gloating to whoever wants to listen. So-and-so couldn't afford to marry off his daughter. I was the one who paid the caterer. I bailed him out of bankruptcy. I was the one who got her daughter into school. And on the other hand, there are people, not necessarily with great means, they'll go into a grocery store and they'll tell the store owner, here's some money, apply to a family who is struggling to pay the bill. Nobody ever knows he paid off their balance. Hashem says, come Rosh Hashanah, I will choose to remember the kind deeds of this person. The holy tzaddik of Shmelk of Nikolsburg said, when a person sins and later atones, Hashem will forget the sin, but remember the atonement. As we approach Rosh Hashanah, also known as the Yom HaZikaron, we hope and pray that Hashem will remember to inscribe us in His good book. We also have a role in remembering. What? remembering our missteps and trying to rectify them. And Hashem says, I will choose to forget your indiscretions, and I will inscribe you a year full of brachos and yeshuas. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.